Let's have some fun. All along, I thought that the greatest plague on the body of Christ was unbelief. It's actually not. It's the second greatest plague on the body of Christ. So what's the title today? Defeating Worry and Fear. The more I preach, the older I become. Actually, the maturer I become. Trees get old. The more mature I become, the more I see that fear and worry is the greatest enemy to the Church of the Living God. How dare you say something like this? I'll tell you why. You may be feeling kind of a little goofy, but you're still all right. You're still okay, right? And then all of a sudden you decide to go, well, you know what, let me go and see the doctor just in case, make sure that everything is okay. And then when you get in there, the doctor says, well, you have da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da, plistospirosis, blah, 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 and then you will all collapse. The more I live, the more I see this. And this, it baffles me. What is wrong with these people? I mean, what happened to what God said? Well, but you don't understand. The doctor just said, who cares about what the doctor said? There's somebody that we know that can overpower any safe for any doctor. Here's a woman that has been suffering from a bleeding for 18 long years, and all the doctors had given up on her. Isn't that right? And she's walking around with a bath towel within her legs, because they gave up on her. Yet, she said, if I can just touch his garment, I'm going to be healed. This is the type of person that was not derailed from the promise by the words of the doctor. Are we still together? And yet, in many circumstances, good people, church people that have been going to church all their lives, they're doing all right, but they're not feeling 100% as they think they're supposed to be feeling. And they go see a physician. They actually give them money to tell them bad things, and they believe in it. Now, how dumb can that be? I am here today to go through with you, some Bible verses, and I want to give you some statements that will help to build your immune system, both spiritual and material immune system. Are you with me? Instead of being out there repeating what the doctor is saying about you, we're going to change the way that we speak about ourselves. Sunday night I spoke about faith-filled words. That was the title of the sermon. Today I'm going to continue. This way, this time, the difference is I want you to learn how to defeat anxiety and fear. The problem with anxiety is that you get to the highest alert point on your whole body because somebody said you have a disease. That in itself weakens your immune system. And with all that garbage, you lose sleep. You weaken yourself even more. And sleeping late or no sleep at all will cause your body to be stressed, which breathes cancer, which breathes disease. And then to make even worse, you take in a pile of sugar, whether it's in a soda, in a sweet coffee, all the donuts that you can eat. Are we together here? Why do I do all this? Because you are anxious about something you've been told. So what do you want me to do? I don't want you to do anything, but I'm just telling you today, instead of getting all bent out of shape, all messed up with whatever some doctor said, turn around. Look to what the big doctor, Jesus Christ, says in his word. So from this point forth, I want to train you, and I want you to say, every time that you have been tempted to become worried about something or fearful about any report you get from the doctor, you will say, I am the body of Christ. Say with me, I am the body of Christ, and Satan has no power over me. For I have overcome evil with good. Is that on the Bible? Absolutely. Brother, give me 1 Corinthians 12:27. 1 Corinthians 12:27. You have to train yourself to speak faith-filled words. It doesn't matter what the doctor says. So when the doctor says that you're going to be dead in 90 days because you have blah, 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 or because he says you have an incurable disease, this is what you're going to say. I am the body of Christ. Amen. Listen to this. Let's read it. Now, you are the body of Christ and members individually. You are the body of Christ. How do you like about Jesus walking around with his body all full of cancer? Come on, let's get real here. Are you with me here? Now listen to the New Living Translation, the same scripture. Watch this. Let's read it. All of you together and maybe you should read to somebody, say, you know what? I just realized you are part of the body of Christ too. Somebody will say, this is ridiculous. Well, if we would realize that we're part of the body of Christ, we wouldn't be so bent out of shape when somebody say, oh, you got cancer. I say, I do not. Our physician, which is one of my wandering sheep, I call him my wandering sheep. How is my wandering sheep doing? Oh, you stop it, preacher. I said, you say you're a member of our church. And I see you 3 times a year. So I have to call you my wandering sheep. Oh, stop it. That's how he speaks. He says, 3 weeks ago, you're going to be next with strep throat. I said, no, I'm not. You're going to be next. No, I'm not. I rebuke that word in the name of Jesus. I said, well, my friend, you are the preacher. I am the doctor. And science says that that's how it goes. I said, I don't care what science says. You're the doctor, I'm the preacher, and I override what the science says in the name of Jesus. Then 4 or 5 days later, I go take my daughter, and he takes care of her. You next. I am not in the name of Jesus, I told you. Stop this nonsense. And then he wants to see everybody, and then we take everybody afterwards, and you are next. I said, Doc, you better stop this nonsense, because that's not going to be next. I am the body of Christ. Are you together? Say, I am the body of Christ.
I am the body of Christ.
And Satan has no power over me.
And Satan has no power over me.
Listen to Romans 12:21. Romans 12:21. Listen to this scripture, and I want you to keep this thing in mind. It's going to be a very powerful tool for you. Let's read it. Don't let evil conquer you. This is why the devil has no power over you. Now listen to the backslider translation. That's really crazy, but I want you to see. Let's read it. Don't let how in the world can you say some get the best of evil? You know, one of the best ways for you to annoy your enemies, love them. That's what Jesus said, didn't he said? That we should pray for our enemies and love those who hate us, right? If you have an enemy, if you have somebody that is doing you evil, get the best out of evil. Conquer them with good. And this is why I say, if you are leaning towards being worried and fearful, learn to defeat worry by saying, I am the body of Christ, and Satan has no power over me, because I overcome evil with good. Now, brother, give me the King James over there, just to make the holy people here excited. Be not overcome of evil, but overcome evil with good. Say with me, I am the body of Christ.
I am the body of
Christ. Satan has no power over me.
Satan has no power over me.
I have overcome evil with good. Don't let the stress sit in. Don't let anxiety sit in because of some words you have heard from a physician. There's something else that you should learn to say. Somebody will say, well, the devil, recently, actually, last Sunday after service, somebody came to me and said, preacher, I hear what you're saying on this sermon, but you know, the devil is playing with me. I said, really? Why don't you come to Jesus? Oh, I'm a Christian. No, you ain't. Excuse me? No, you ain't. Christian people do not play with the devil. I didn't say I'm playing with the devil. I said he is playing with me. I said, sis, this is something not adding up here. And I took her to 1 John 4:4. And I want you to say after me, I am of God. And I have overcome Satan. Because greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. Listen to this. Let's read it. Ye are of God, little children, and have overcome them. Because greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. Who is this them? All the demons, all the principality, all the powers, all the diseases, all the garbage out there. You are of God and you have overcome them. Somebody that comes to our congregation came to me and said, preacher, I don't know what to do anymore. I'm having bad dream after bad dream after bad dream. I said, that's good. How dare you say that is good? So are you enjoying it? Of course not. That's what I'm talking to you. Don't talk to me. Do something about it. And the person said, what do you want me to do? I don't want you to do anything. You are the one who's being molested by demons on your dream. Am I hearing that right? Yes. Let's go to 1 John chapter 4, verse 4. And I show the person this. The person told me, what do I do? Whenever the bad dream comes on the dream, you say, I have power over you. Behind me, Satan, you cannot prevail. And on the very first night that this beloved saint did that, the bad dream disappeared. Because now the demons that had tormented her in the dreams know that she understands that she has power over them. Now, on the New Living Translation, it comes really interesting. Watch this. But you belong to God, my dear children. You have? Because the Spirit who lives in you. And for people that are having difficulty during the night, sleeping, and they are troubled, there's a very simple thing. Holy Spirit, I invite you into my dreams. Can I pray that? Absolutely. Lord, speak to me during my dreams. I really wish you would take me up there to a heaven tour. Can he do that? Absolutely. He can do anything. Listen to the backslider translation. Watch this. My dear children, you come and you have already won. for the Spirit in you. Say after me, I am of God. And I have overcome Satan. For greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. You have no business to spend nights after night without sleep. No business. Recently, somebody called our office saying, you know, sometimes I feel like some pressure in my head. It's like somebody's just squeezing my head about to the point that it's going to get broken. I said, what are you doing about it? I don't know what to do. Okay? I took this person to Isaiah 54:14, and I want you to say it with me. I am far from oppression. And fear does not come near me. Say again, I'm far from oppression. And fear does not come near me. Let's read it. In righteousness you shall be established. You shall be far from oppression, for you shall not. Does anybody understand what I'm trying to say here? Did you get that? The reason that people have that pressure on their heads is exactly because they have been oppressed. And the root cause of oppression is fear. So you have to overcome the fear. And depression on the head will go away. There was a beloved saint that we once met. Lovely, love, one of the most lovely creature you can find in the kingdom of God. One day he woke up with an acute pain and went to see the doctor. By the time that this person came from the doctor, the resemblance, you know, the appearance was completely transformed. Husband asked, what's happened? Doctor say that I should come home, prepare my house, because I'm going to die by Friday. And the husband is standing at the porch. This can be true. I have to be dreaming. She goes inside the house, and she starts fixing the house. And I'm looking in disbelief. Young lad just came to this Pentecostal experience thing. You know, I was a chosen frozen. And at the university that I studied, they said that the gifts of the Spirit was gone with the apostles and the church in the New Testament. So when I got hit by the Holy Ghost, I was hunting demons to kick them out. And here am I visiting this family. And just to see that this morning I had a lovely lady that served me breakfast. And then a few hours later she comes in completely destroyed by the words of a physician. And I'm kind of, you know, out of myself. So, like every lousy kid, I was considered a kid because I was 20-something years old. I asked her, are you going to settle for that? The beloved saint said, you don't understand. He's the most renowned name in town. So just for the heck of it, I said, I know one that is better than him. There is. Yes, there is. I know one. Who? Dr. Jesus Christ. Oh, I know. You know that kind of attitude? Oh, I know. But Dr. so-and-so-and-so-and-so said so-and-so-and-so. And she goes, oh, now I start feeling a pressure in my head. What? Yes, I'm feeling like a pressure, like somebody putting two screws in my head right now. My head hurts. Young lad, in the name of Jesus, the spirit of sickness and disease, get out from this woman right now. In Jesus' name, I curse you out of her body in the name of Jesus. Boo! She goes back, fell into the sofa. So I just went through. Evil spirit of sickness and disease, whatever has been told to this wife, this woman right now, in the name of Jesus, I curse you out of her body. I send you back to the pits of hell, and I declare you have no rights upon this body, and back off, get out. In Jesus' name. And the husband is behind watching. Then she's over there. Last one of you, get out. A few minutes later. What happened? I just walk out and let them figure themselves up. When fear kicks in, the pressure comes in the mind. When the doctor tells you that you're going to be blind, fear kicks in. Say, well, what's going to happen to me? What when I want to go to the bathroom? Now I can't go to the store anymore. You know what I'm talking about here? And all that thing accumulates upon your system. And then you lose pace. You lose rhythm. The Bible says, in righteousness you shall be established. Isn't that right? You shall be far from oppression, for you shall not fear. Oppression comes as a result of fear. And you shall be free from terror, for it shall not come near you. So this is why I'm asking you to say with me, I am far from oppression, and fear does not come near me. I'm curious to see what the Backslider translation says. I like that. Let's read it. You will be built grounded in righteousness, far from any trouble, nothing to fear, far from terror. It would even come close. Isn't that great? I don't know, you guys are kind of a little goofed up today. But you know what? To be counted against you in the day of judgment. Satan cannot have authority upon you. Satan cannot plague you with any kind of disease. Are you with me? Well, preacher, but the doctor, I don't care about the doctor. I'm trying to teach you today to defeat fear. I'm trying to teach you today to defeat disease. And because some of you are so enslaved to your television, when March comes, your God, the television, tells you, it's spring, it's pollen time. Get ready for allergy season. Can I hear an amen? Do they say that on TV and radio? And we, all like sheep going to the slaughter, stuck up on Benadryl and all antihistamine things. Is that correct? And then some people come to church that they can barely talk because the dose is blocked. And they say, my sinus is so hot today, preacher. It's a program to be destroyed. And you have to learn to defeat fear. How do you do that? You will say, no evil will befall me. No pollen shall befall me. No allergy shall befall me. In the name of Jesus. Because the Lord has given his angels charge over me and my family. And no plague shall come near my dwelling. No pollen shall come near my dwelling. No allergy shall come near my dwelling. In Jesus' name. I'm just showing you how we program ourselves to destruction. When the Bible says, listen to this. Brother Harry, can you put up there Proverbs 12:28. Watch this. Proverbs 12:28. Let's start with the New King James. Let's read it. In the way of righteousness is life. Y'all got that? In the way of righteousness is life. And in its pathway, there is no death. Doesn't matter what the doctor says. Doesn't matter what the season, which season is it? Are you with me? Now listen to the same scripture on the New Living Translation. Watch this. Is everybody listening to this scripture here? Let's read it. The way of the godly, that path. The way of the godly leads to
life.
Praise God. So it doesn't matter how many pollen is on the air. This past pollen season, one day I came out of my truck to the SUV, and it was all yellow on the top, and our SUV is black. Everybody's sneezing, and I'm just looking at them, and I say, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. The Backslider translation makes it even crazy. But listen to this. Good men and women. Isn't that something? You may say, well, preacher, what does it have to do with you say that no evil shall come near me or any plague shall come near my house? God said so. Psalm 91:10. Watch this. New King James on Psalm 91:10 makes it very, very interesting. Psalms 91:10. Let's read it. No evil shall befall you, nor shall any plague. Is God right or what? So when the weatherman tells you on your God, on your other God, the God TV, that allergy season is here, don't let the other God lead you into death, nor into debt, by piling up on antihistamine medication. Now, listen to the same verse in the New Living Translation. Watch this. No evil will conquer you. No plague. Tell your neighbor, no plague will come near your home. You're godly. Now I like the Backslider translation. It's a little tricky, but watch this. Let's read it. Evil. Turn around and tell somebody, harm can get through your door. Evil can come no close to you, huh? Evil can't come close to you. You got that? Now listen to verse 11. Same scripture. Verse 11. For he shall give his angels charge of you to keep you all. Ask your neighbor, do you know you've been kept by angels? It's what the book says. You've been kept by angels. Now, the New Living Translation make it really sweet. Watch this. For he will. Best protection on the planet. He will order. He will command. Now, the Backslider Translation makes it even better. Watch this. He ordered. Therefore, let the pollen season come, let the allergy season come, let whatever they want to call it come. We've got the best protection plan on the planet. And best of all, it's free. Say amen.
Amen.
My goodness. So say with me, no evil will befall me.
No evil will befall me.
No plague will come near my home.
God has ordered angels to protect me.
And I am on the pathway of life. Amen.
Amen.
I want to go through one more scripture. I'm running out of time. And I want you to get this really, really into your head. The words that you speak will have a powerful, healthy influence upon yourself, or it will have a powerful, destructive influence upon yourselves. Are y'all listening to me? If we could only grasp, I already felt the desire to put together every single verse that I have on the Bible on tongues and go through each one of them with you. The words that we speak will set the tone for the day. The words that we speak will set the mood for the occasion. Every morning when we wake up, my wife and I, we pray together. First thing we do in the morning, hold hands and we pray. And my prayer is always the same at the end. May our lives bring honor and glory to your name. May your name be glorified in us. Sometimes I say, if you want to start a new revolution, here I am. The words that we speak will actually alter the way that we're going to have our days. Our bodies will respond to the way that we say things. One of the things that I said Sunday night, and I'm going to repeat today, and I'm going to repeat tomorrow night, God never did or does anything before he speaks it. I'll say it again. God never did or does anything without first speaking it. Are you with me here? The Lord said he wants light. So he said, let there be light. Once he spoke, bam. There was light. Isn't that right? Then he said, let there be day. Once he spoke, there was a day. Let there be night. There was a night. Are you with me here? The only thing that God never spoke was, let there be a man. He didn't. Everything else God spoke into life, except you and I. And there's a reason for that. Because we are more special than everything that has been created, and because of the fact that everything that has been created for you and I. God could not speak you and I into creation. He took the time to form you and I. And then he breathed his life into you and I. Therefore, we are miniature gods. Y'all know what miniature is, right? We are miniature gods. And when we learn the concept of faith-filled words, we will defeat anxiety and fear when we learn to speak faith-filled words, just like God spoke. We're still together, right? So in the middle of the battle, if somebody told you ever that when you became a Christian, everything is going to be okay, they lied to you. It was actually a demon disguised as a person, or a person being used by a demon to lie to you. On the moment that you came to Christ, you became an enemy of the devil. Because now you are in opposition to his program. Now you are in opposition to his plan. And he will fight you to the very end. He will fight you tooth and nail until he defeats you. But if you know who you are in Christ Jesus, he's going to get frustrated with you when you learn the simple concept how to defeat worry and fear. Brother Harry, can you put up there Revelation 12:11? I want you to say with me a very simple sentence. I am an overcomer. And I overcome by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of my testimony. Listen to this. I want you to read it with me. And they now, did you notice the verb on the first line? Which time is the verb in there? What time is it? Past tense. Which means the victory is already won. The thing is now I've got to enforce it. And how do I enforce it? By the word of my testimony. Therefore, I say, I will not have strep throat. End of story. In the name of Jesus. Faith-filled words is the most powerful weapon to defeat anxiety and fear. And I gave you some scriptures today to prove that. Whenever you are tempted to feel worrisome and fearful, speak faith-filled words, the words of God. As God always spoke before something happened, you can do exactly the same. And this principle will always work. Are we together? Read it with me again. And they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. It's ingredient key here, folks. The word overcame is past tense because your victory is already won. It needs to be enforced by the words of your testimony. Are we together here? Listen to the New Living Translation. I love this. Let's read it. And they have tell your neighbor, you already defeated the devil when you spoke the word of God. Come on, say it like you mean. You already defeat the devil. Right? When you speak the word of God. It's in here. It's on the word of God. So I don't care how many times the doctors say, you're going to die. Baloney. That's nonsense. I'll tell them any time that they want to hear it. You did not create me. You cannot put a tag on my life. End of story. Okay, just think about this. Somebody been told by the doctor they have cancer, then they're going to do a surgery. I always say, ask them how many years more you have. Oh, they say you can live 5 to 10 years more. What? And you're going to cut yourself and go through all that pain to get another 5 years? 10 years? How ridiculous is that? What do I do? You speak the word of our testimony. The words that God has spoken by the blood of Jesus, Satan, get your cancer back to you and go back to the pits of hell. If every Bible believer people, Every Bible-believing people, every time they've been told that they have cancer, they would have sent it back to Satan and send him with his cancer to the pit of hell. He would have been paralyzed by now. Let me wrap up showing you the Message Bible in the same scripture. Watch this. They defeated him through the blood of the Lamb and to the bold word of their witness. Say amen.
Amen.
This is how you defeat anxiety, fear, oppression, depression. You will speak loudly that the devil, you are defeated by the blood of the Lamb. And you are defeated by the word of my testimony. And then you mention the scripture. My testimony is Jesus said, I am healed by the stripes of Jesus. The word of my testimony is that no evil shall come near my home. My word, my testimony is that he has given order to his angels to protect me wherever I go. The devil will get frustrated and he will leave. It's a little too late now, but another day I'm going to show you. That when he was tempting Jesus, every time he threw something at Jesus threw some ton of scriptures on him. And at the end, on the New Living Translation, say he got frustrated and he left. You want to frustrate the devil? Use boldness in speaking the word of God and calling your healing into existence with faith. Filled words. That's when you defeat fear, anxiety, and worry. I said to one beloved man one day, you are so anxious. And he comes to talk to me. And then I'm just listening to the guy and I'm laughing. And he kind of got upset. I asked him, beloved, why didn't you ask your pastor to pray for you? Because they don't believe like you do. So why are you so upset? You don't understand. You see my problem? I said, no, I don't see your problem. And I don't want to see your problem. You're the only one seeing the problem. Then I asked him, if we get worried about this problem that you call yours right now, if we get worried, I need you to teach me how to get worried first. You don't know how to get worried? No. Why do I want to learn how to get worried? You crazy? Worrying's for old people. And I'm young. But you'd have to teach me how to get worried. And then you would have to prove to me that worrying will get the answers for your problem. If worry gets your problem solved, I'm going to get the whole church to jump around you and we're going to worry together so your problem can be resolved right away. I didn't know you're a joker. So I'm not a joker. Don't get stupid with me. By being worried, you're not doing anything good to you, but weakening your immune system. Now turn around and just start speaking the word of God. And the man was mad at me, of course. Somehow, on the way out, he started speaking the word of God. He called me 3 days later to say that he was healed, and he apologized. This is how you defeat worry. This is how you defeat anxiety. This is how you defeat a bad diagnosis. They defeated him through the blood of the Lamb and the bold word of their witness. This is how we do things. Amen. So say with me, I will not allow the worry to take over my life. I will not allow fear to reside in my heart. I will not allow oppression to take the best out of me. I am an overcomer. And I overcome by the blood of Jesus
and
the word of my testimony.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen. Glory to God. Let's bless the Lord with an offering. I feel like giving you some minutes here in case there is a question. I see some puzzling look on some of you.